It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good times.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so adamant about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of...
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That is so confusing. But that was so awesome, as Norm got really bitter because that air horn went off on him about four times that morning. Speaking of bitter Norm, let's start there here in the e-break. Last Friday, we were having crosstalk with one Norm in Hitchkes. And we were talking about the four-day work week. So I made the point, yeah, we'd all have more energy. So then it's just kind of an icebreaker with Norm. I thought I'd bring up the energy spot that he did a few weeks back that Gordo just latched onto and wouldn't let go of. Well, I guess Norm made a New Year's resolution not to talk about that energy spot in 2013.
Yeah, this was really weird to me.
Very strange.
I had people, like family members, come up to me later and say, hey, what was the deal? Was Norm like really pissed at you or something? And I was like, I don't know. I was surprised by his reaction, too.
Because what you have at the beginning of this, I didn't think Norm could hear us. He could hear us. He just didn't want to do that bit. And it's really, really uncomfortable and confusing. It would make a lot of sense. We would save energy. We'd all be happier.
And energy is going to be more and more important in the days and weeks ahead.
Big factor. It's a huge factor out there. Isn't that right, Norm?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Norm?
Hello?
Isn't energy a bigger and bigger factor in people's lives right now?
Yes, George. Hi. How are you?
Oh, you got us now?
What?
I hope so.
Okay. How are we doing?
George, can you hear me?
It's a knee break.
Oh, no. Norm?
Yes, I'm here.
You got us now?
What about energy?
I'm hearing you guys very well.
Okay. We were hearing you.
What?
Well, let's talk.
Okay.
Isn't energy becoming more and more of a factor in everybody's world?
Is Norm laying out on us?
Hello? No, I'm holding out on you guys. I'm just trying to get a conversation started here. Good morning. How are you?
No, we're talking to you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Morning, Norm.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I can't hear Norm.
So where are you this morning?
We're at the Dallas Convention Center.
Oh, man.
God, that was tense.
It's the Dallas Safari.
Yeah, he's done with that. He's done with us making fun of that spot.
Gordon.
But why is that spot so sensitive?
I don't know. He's just tired of it. All right, so there's Norm up for an e-break, laying out on us. Candidate number two is a bit of a morning show favorite. You remember the, I thought, pretty solid performance by Mitchell Karasik, weekend ticker guy in the year of 2012? Well, he's back again, unfamiliar with ticket ticker advertising copy.
This ticket ticker is a service of Gift of Life. Take George DiGiannotti's advice and start taking Genostim GS6 now to improve your health. Get more energy, improve muscle tone, lose body fat, and more Genostim GS6. Check it out, GENOSTIM.com.
Gosh.
Good Lord.
First of all, he's sports panties.
Yeah, you think?
Come on.
You gave him that.
I did not.
That's what he does.
I know. Sounded like drunk sports panties.
I am puzzled that he did stumble over George DiGiannotti's name since he often works the Saturday morning shift. Has he not met him yet?
All right, one more time.
This ticket ticker is a service of Gift of Life. Take George DiGiannotti's advice and start taking Genostim GS6 now to improve your health. Get more energy, improve muscle tone, lose body fat, and more Genosism, GS6. Check it out, GENOSTIM.com.
Geno what?
I don't know.
GenoSTEM GS6.
Yeah, but the way he said Geno something, seven vulgar.
All right, there's Mitchell Karasik back and vying for an e-break here in 2013. And candidate number three, yes, he is back. It's Craig Rosengarten.
Yes.
From the T-Box.
Oh, Johnny E-Break.
Johnny E-Break back and looking for a title. And it's great because it goes during a Rick and Craig live spot. Not with a slaughtered phrase or word, but with the case of the hiccups.
Everything is free.
Hey, Nose, we just mentioned Ideal Golfer is sweeping the world. And it's because you can play a lot of golf for usually half the cost that it would normally would. So we do the hard work for you. We negotiate with the courses, and we're able to provide a really good round of golf.
I'm sorry, I ate that sausage.
We take a pause here of this live spot.
He lasted all of an hour and a half.
Yep.
Into the new year.
I wish you could. Oh. He's got the hiccups because he ate something spicy. He's dying. Should I take a picture of him? Go to idealgolfer.com. You can get the greatness of Trophy Club. Play a private golf course. We'll have another one up Monday, Wednesday, and next Friday. It's idealgolfer.com. Try not to eat anything spicy before you do so. And
all right, so there you go. Proof maybe that he is drinking on Saturday morning. He's got the hiccups. That hiccup, too, is it isolated, Jared? Because it almost sounds like the old Model T horn.
Man, that show.
Yeah.
It's funny when Rick swerves on his live spots.
Yeah.
And then you never know what you're getting out of Craig. They're the Abbott and Costello of Dallas radio.
More like the, I would say the Lenny and I can't remember the other name from Of Mice and Men. George. Lenny and George.
So there he is. Johnny E-Break is candidate number three. It's Norm, Mitchell Karasik, or Craig Rosengarten at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly this week, shall we?
Please.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
GenoSTEM, please. Thank you.
What was that?
That was really weird.
The GenoSTEM, please.
Oh, yeah, but the voice was really weird.
That's a funny voice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Useless.
Yeah.
Dan and Dusty, Ruben's boss. Give me that Mitchell Karasik kid. Muzzle, muzzle. Good thing.
Let it go.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Attention, ticket host. I have a question for you. How are you kicking Norm in the groin? It's a simple question. How are you kicking Norm in the groin?
Yes, we understand. We understand your vote, sir. Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break this week?
Tornado Love.
All right, get over that spot, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Jub Jub, I'd kick your ass, except I couldn't handle the diarrhea shoe.
What? Oh, man. That's a bad term. It's Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Isn't it about time to rename this segment the e-bake?
Funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
This e-break brought to you by your first grade pencil sharpener.
Way to go. Thank you for that Mitchell Karasik vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Ron Wilson's birthday. Stay hard.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Gray Pants the Clown. I vote for Norm, and I love you sadly, Giorgio.
Gray Pants.
Oh my God,
the clown.
You have not seen this before.
Gray pants.
No, we haven't, Mark McLemore. Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Tony, e-brake is still going.
What?
What did he say?
Something about struggling. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Mushmouth Mitchell.
I don't think that's his nickname. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let's get a bag.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, how you doing this morning?
Okay.
Here we go.
I think I'm going to come up there and go ahead and kick your ass.
Yes.
Okay, but before you do that, could you vote?
Yeah, I want to vote. You're gay.
You're an idiot, dude.
He kind of just was casually thinking about it and then decided he's going to come up here.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to give Craig a pass this week and go for OBGYN.com. Thank you.
Is that supposed to be Mitchell Karasik?
I don't know.
Confusing website at the end? That's an undervote. Sorry, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, hello. Eric Dubois is the e-brake.
Yep.
Eric Dubois is meeting to see if you're up for some scuba, George.
I'm not up for scuba.
That's the scuba instructor from Along Came
Polly. Yeah. Did he vote for Mitchell?
I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Dang. Too many undervotes. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, guys. My name's Michael Karasik, and I'd like to tell you to vote for me. Thank you.
Okay. We have a winner. Wow. Mitchell Karasik has outdueled Craig Rosengarten in the norm layout.
Upset.
Yeah. This is first win, Fernando?
That is the first win for Karasik Park.
Okay.
Ties Cheech Marin and Doris Burke.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Here's Mitchell Karasik.
This ticket ticker is a service of Gift of Life. Take George DiGiannotti's advice and start taking Genostim GS6 now to improve your health. Get more energy, improve muscle tone, lose body fat, and more Genostim GS6. Check it out, GENOSTIM.com.
Wow. Way to go, Mitchell.
That is a broadcaster on a top five station in a top five market, correct?
Yeah, he just had a bad 10 seconds, that's all. He'll bounce back tomorrow.
Genotism.
Something. Something.
Genotism.
All right. Okay.